Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
You're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of August 10th, 2018. We're thrilled that you are with us. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
In the control room, Erasmo in New York, working with the show, and we love you for it, H, is Horatio. Beth out of Naples, working with the show, booking guests and doing all sorts of fun things. We're all in various places. Well, Chris and I and Erasmo here in Miami in our studios, doing what it is that we do, which for 23 years now on the air, I think I'm still trying to figure out, cold or otherwise. I'm meaning having a cold, I think. Now, I'm not cold. In fact, it's a little warm in here.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're whatever it takes, the show must go on, right?
Yes.
So if I sound more Barry White-ish today, you'll know why.
Just don't start singing to us.
Oh, gosh, I don't sing. I can announce damn near anything, but I don't sing. It's tech news and commentary. And by the way, in the middle of our summer giveaway, actually getting toward the end of our annual summer giveaway, a lot of cool stuff. If you have not yet called into the program, that's the only requirement. And then while there's no promises or guarantees of getting anything in particular, when you call in, it's always cool if you tell us what you would prefer. And if possible, you might mention one or two or three items, and if we still have them available, you may get one or two of them because we want to make you happy and we want to send you goodies. And it pretty much always wraps up with our first IFA broadcast from IFA in Berlin in early September. So you've only got a month, more or less, to participate and still win goodies.
But just call in now before all the good stuff's gone.
Yeah, which is getting close because a lot of folks have been participating. What number do they call?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Meantime, it's tech news and commentary, and then we'll jump back to those calls from y'all.
The U.S. Army has a new plan for microwaving drones out of the sky. In a public solicitation last Friday, the agency announced its intention to purchase an airborne, high-powered microwave system from Lockheed Martin, which is intended for use against drones.
Gee, Venezuela could use that, but we wouldn't sell it to them.
Yeah. The weapon, which would be mounted to an airplane, would disable fixed-wing or quadcopter drones with a beam of focused radiation. Drone countermeasures are particularly relevant now in the wake of that apparent assassination attempt against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Yeah.
And that was carried out by a pair of hexacopter drones rigged with remote-triggered explosives. In the Maduro case, Venezuelan security forces simply shot the drones out of the sky with rifles, causing the craft to either explode or plummet to the ground.
One of them, I think, went into an apartment building even and caught fire in the apartment building.
I mean, you know, still a number of more sophisticated and potentially safer countermeasures are available. Most drones can be neutralized with a targeted radio jamming, which causes the craft to lose its connection with the pilot and hover to the ground.
Hmm. Hopefully not into a crowd of people, but
I mean, I still think the coolest drone countermeasures I've seen on TV are the hawks that they have trained to just go and grab them out of the sky.
Yes. That's awesome. That and the fact that there's other drones that will drop a net over an existing drone. Yeah, and that's cool. It's very effective because you drop a net over propellers, what's going to happen? They're just going to stop. It might cut a little of the net, but for the most part, it's going to come crashing out of the sky. But I do like the trained hawks. Of course, you don't want them to interfere with a drone with explosives, though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's when the net would come into play.
Yeah, because you don't want to see feathers everywhere. That would kind of ruin your day.
Yeah.
Poor hawk. But I think that's very cool, and especially if Lockheed Martin's doing it, then, you know, it's a black ops kind of thing at this point. We're certainly not going to share that technology with the likes of Venezuela or other governments that, you know, are just hurting their people and not helping things. So there's all kinds of possibilities, so I guess too bad that drone wasn't so effective.
Yeah.
The other day. Is that a political statement? Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
I've been to Venezuela, but I don't plan to go back anytime soon, so what the heck? You know, they're not going to kidnap me and keep me there. Yeah, what can I say? Lenovo started shipping a new display controlled by Google Assistant, which could become a major competitor to Amazon's Echo Show. The new display provides both voice and visual interaction, making it a whole lot easier to read maps, get step-by-step recipe directions, manage your to-do lists, and a whole bunch more. But just so poor Alexa won't be jealous, I have some news for her, too. Alexa users now have more options for their music with something called Alexa Cast. Have you heard about this new feature? It appears on the Now Playing screen, allows users to see which song is playing, and offers pause and rewind options, as well as the ability to transfer music playing from one Alexa-enabled device to another. So if you're listening to your favorite music in the bedroom and you don't already have it going throughout the whole house, then you can then transfer it to the living room or wherever you're headed.
You know, I've used that, the feature playing it throughout the house a lot because I've got the Echo in the living room and an Echo in my bedroom.
You're going to say the Echo Large.
Yeah, the Echo Large in the living room, one in my bedroom, and then I have the Echo Dot in my son's room. Mm-hmm. And last weekend I was doing laundry, folding laundry, so I had my, you know, I told Alexa, you know, play the Jimmy Buffett station Everywhere, because I set up a zone called Everywhere, which would then play it. Mm-hmm. So as I'm folding clothes and bringing them up to the bedrooms, my music is sort of following me, and it's playing throughout the house, and that was very cool.
Well, but your Wi-Fi is called Casa de Graveline, so yes. Why don't you just have, say, play Jimmy Buffett. Why you would do that anyway, I don't know. But anyway, why don't you just say, play Jimmy Buffett, Casa de Graveline, and it would be all over the house.
Because it's easier just to say, play Jimmy
everywhere.
Buffett, because Jimmy Buffett should be played everywhere.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Except Margaritaville.
Right.
Or especially there, I guess. One of the sonic shortcomings of streaming audio services is often the long, unavoidable gap between songs. The lulls eradicate any forward momentum and result oftentimes in a form of digital dead air that would certainly never fly here on broadcast radio. Well, a new partnership between iHeartRadio and AI company Super Hi-Fi eliminates these gaps, mixing one song into the next. See, Erasmo is particularly interested in this because he's also a DJ, and he does a lot of mixing and things, right? But this will mix one song into the next in a way that mimics the usually polished production of live radio. I know some people are saying, what? Polished production of live radio? And then I turn on Into Tomorrow? What?
Yes.
No, but we'd like to think that sometimes we're polished.
Right.
We have production anyway.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I used to use a similar feature when I would listen to my music on iTunes because it would sort of crossfade. But there's no substitute for like a live DJ that can match up beats. And, you know, because I worked for a mobile DJ for several years, and I learned the art of, you know, transitioning from one song to another. And you can't transition from a song with a high beat count to a song with a low beat count.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of
the
match
beats
it.
Don't match.
Right. And, it's, yeah. You know, and even with iTunes, it never sounded right when it would just, I would have it playing at random, and it would transition from a high powered rock song to like a slow ballad. I was like, that just doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. And especially if you're dancing around the house or something, you know, you want to keep your beat going. You don't want to just suddenly come crashing and say, oh, what happened to my mood?
So yeah. Now, when, you know, when they start working on, you know, counting the beats in the music and trying to play your music that way, then, you know, maybe I'll go back to that.
Okay. I don't think they're there yet.
Yeah,
but they're working on it. They're doing some of that kind of stuff.
Amazon has confirmed that a new feature is coming to Alexa devices called Answer Update. If you ask Alexa a question and it doesn't have the information to respond, this new feature will enable Alexa to notify you at a later time if it learns the answer.
What is this? All Alexa all day today on the show?
It is.
You're listening to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Thanks. She just has to get in there all the time because we're talking about her. Settle down, young lady.
The new feature was first discovered by digital assistant blog VoiceBot. When a user asked for more information about a news item, and Alexa responded by saying that sometimes it doesn't have the answers to questions. Alexa then asked the user if it wanted to activate answer updates. When the user asked Alexa to define answer updates, it responded, "If you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, but I find out later, I'll notify you."
Well, does that mean she's going to try to find out later? Or just something shows up
just,
in her database at
just
some
if
point?
It shows up.
Yeah.
Now, usually when Alexa doesn't know the answer to a question, it'll respond in a variety of ways, including I don't know that, but I'm always learning, or I can't find the answer to that question I heard. However, with answer updates enabled, Alexa will send an on-device notification when it learns the answer to a question that was previously asked. Answer updates will be an opt-in feature that should roll out to Amazon Alexa users over the next week. If you want to check whether your device currently has answer updates, simply say, Alexa, turn on answer update.
Now, she's not going to interrupt me at 3 a.m. because she suddenly learned an answer to a question I asked a month ago.
No, and I'm not sure what it means by when it says it will send an on-device notification. I'm assuming that maybe that
on
means it'll
your
put
mobile
it on your
device,
mobile device and have the Alexa app.
I hope so. And then at some point you can check, oh, good, she finally got smart enough to answer a simple question, and okay, there's the answer, thanks so much. Yeah, I'll be turning that off after a while.
That's all I need is for the Alexa that I've got in my bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning to wake me up saying, I have finally found the answer to the question you asked.
Yeah, exactly. That's what concerns me about it. But how do you turn it on, that
you
skill?
You say, Alexa, turn on answer update.
Oh,
and I think conversely, you could also say turn off answer update.
Oh, God, I hope so. Because I heard you doing that to one of my Alexa devices earlier, and I thought, oh, thanks so much. It's going to be an issue.
Well, but at least we learned that you were part of the initial rollout.
Oh, that's true, because she said it's now turned on.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, she has a whole lot of questions she hasn't been able to answer. I hope she's not accumulating all of them, maybe from this point forward.
Well, she can't answer them because she uses Bing.
I know. But I'll ask the exact same question. Regular listeners know what I'm about to say because they've heard me say it before. I'll ask the exact same question to my Google Home device.
Well, just remember what the first word in that device's name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google. That's true. But Google always gets it right.
You're listening to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Thanks. I thought my Google voice was a guy, so that really threw me. We'll probably have to redo that.
Yeah.
Because it should be different, because otherwise we don't know, is it Alexa, Google, or Siri?
You're listening to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
And I think that's even old Siri.
I know it is. How come you're the technical director? Why is this old stuff?
Because I think you're on the This Week in Tech History tab in the audio player there.
Not even a good save. Oh, jeez. You know, Snapchat reported losing 3 million daily active users in the second quarter this year, with Facebook and Twitter revealing similar trends in user declines over the past year.
What did the kids say? Oh, snap.
Yeah, snap. Oh, snap, chat. The shift is a sign that social media may have reached the saturation point in some markets. It could also reflect a decrease in user interest due to recent privacy and misinformation woes, that and the fact the kids are just getting bored with it. They're on to other things. But can you imagine losing 3 million daily active users over a couple of months? What's wrong with that picture, except maybe you're in it? And it's just the same thing with Facebook and Twitter. People are saying enough already. You know, just don't need it. So good for you. You don't need it.
Well, that brings me to this story. Intrusive ads and privacy concerns are driving down satisfaction with all social media, according to a recent nationwide survey. Satisfaction with social media scored 72 out of 100 points, a drop of 1.4% in the most recent American Customer Satisfaction Index, or ACSI, report. That makes social media the lowest scoring category of e-business surveyed and among the bottom 5 of all 46 industries covered by the ACSA.
Oh, do they cover Congress?
Well, social media scored below health insurance and airlines.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
ACSI Managing Director David Van Amberg says privacy concerns and toxic discourse have taken their toll on social media satisfaction, but users are also growing weary of all the advertising. Overall, social media sites improved their mobile compatibility, but most other aspects of the user experience, site performance, fresh content, speed, and reliability of video clips declined 1% from last year. Privacy protection, with an ACSI score of 71, now matches its all-time low from 2014. Satisfaction with the number of ads on these sites also hit an all-time low of 68.
Oh, way too many ads. And, of course, you don't think any of these companies, Facebook or Twitter or whatever, they're not going to decrease the ads. That's their revenue. Right. They'd rather not look ahead into tomorrow and see that they're losing people by the millions. They want to rake in the bucks while they can. Instead, a smart anti-social media company is going to say, let's reduce the number of ads, maybe charge a little bit more for the ones we're running, because we won't oversaturate our users with ads.
Right. Well, so, I reported an ad the other day on Facebook. It was a Geico ad, and it just happened to be the same ad that I have seen every time I've been on Facebook for probably the last 3 weeks. And one of the options to report was, I keep seeing this. So I selected that.
Good.
But and then I got a response saying, we've reviewed your ad and found it does not go against our privacy or our policy. I'm like, well, but that wasn't, I wasn't saying it was against. I was just saying, I'm tired of seeing it.
And it was, you selected one of their responses.
Right.
Oh, jeez. That's typical.
But that's what this report is saying, that basically as the number of ads increase on social media, the satisfaction rate goes down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Of course. That and the fact that it's the same posts from the same people over and over and over again. And I defy anyone to tell me if you've ever done one of these goofy things that says, hey, cut and paste this and just say hi or how we met or give me a smile or whatever, and then that'll fix that. It doesn't work. If you've done anything to eliminate that problem, let us know. We'll share it with the world, and maybe we can all, of course, the solution is just stay off Facebook. Yeah. If we've been saying that for weeks now, months even, but that's not necessarily the easy way.
Yeah, and my whole, and I still have a big issue with the way Facebook does ads on their videos. I mean, I'm fine with the way YouTube does it. You show me a 15 or 30 second ad before I watch a video, I don't care.
Yeah.
But Facebook, I'll be watching a video on Facebook, and then all of a sudden I'll see down at the bottom, ad starting soon. I'm like, so you're going to interrupt. So and when I see that, I scroll on by it. I won't watch the video just for that reason.
Same thing. It's not important enough that I'm going to sit through your stupid ad to see the rest of the video. I'm gone.
Again, I don't mind if you want to show it to me first. That's fine. But don't interrupt the video.
Yeah. Because we get it. That's how we get up, served up the free stuff.
Yeah, we actually had that last week before we started recording our show. We had a guest or a product or something that I didn't know how to pronounce it. So I went to YouTube to find the pronunciation. So I found a video, but it wanted me to sit through a one-minute ad that it wasn't going to let me skip to hear this like three-second pronunciation. I was like, okay, that just doesn't work.
Matt in Marshall, Texas, listens on KTBB. They have a slogan. I know it. And I'm just trying to remember KTBB. They're like, you know, news, talk, weather or something like that. But anyway, and they're AM and FM too, by the way. Thought I'd share that with you. Anyway, Matt, welcome into tomorrow.
You said earlier on the show that Apple is fixing to become the first $1 trillion company. Mm-hmm. I heard on another show last night that Google had already hit the $1 trillion mark. Is that true or not?
Well, Google, or rather its parent company, Alphabet, has not yet reached that milestone. However, it has come close.
Yeah, I mean, according to market cap data from Macro Trends, Alphabet's value has been pretty steadily rising over the last 10 years. Back on July 26, they reached their highest ever value at about $964 billion. Now, as of earlier this week, they were back down to only about $928 billion.
Only.
Boo-hoo. and Apple must be doing something right. Just 10 years ago, the company was worth about $66 billion. In a decade, they were able to hit $1 trillion. So, like their products or not, as a business, they don't seem to be hurting. Of course, part of that is probably because they charge over $1,000 for an iPhone X.
Yeah, exactly. And mind you, they were only at a $1 trillion value very briefly. And then went back down again. So, but still, they were the first actual company to do it, U.S. company.
And as of the time I was doing this research, you know, on, I think, Tuesday this last week, they were still at $1.006 trillion, so just slightly over.
Yeah.
So but it's going to go up and down for a while.
Oh, of course. Now, both companies' market capitalizations are pretty much the equivalent of saying infinity, anyway, as they are the reason those companies can try ridiculous things like self-driving cars and spaceship-shaped campuses. And it just, if it goes wrong, I guess they figure, no big deal.
And of course, at the other end of the spectrum, you have MoviePass, which currently has a market capitalization that, well, if you own a house, you're probably worth more than they are. Tech is not exactly homogenous these days.
Yeah. Wasn't their stock value like 2 cents or something, 15 cents recently?
I think it got down to 7 cents a share.
7 cents. Oh, my God. What does that tell you? So what can I say? I'm just curious about what you think. 800-899-INTO and meet us at intotomorrow.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. Ross Moore in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
With back-to-school season here, OWC's Ken Higgins joins us with a tip or two on getting organized for back-to-school. Ken?
Thanks, Dave. Back-to-school season has arrived. So for many students, that means a new app or a PC for classwork. Start the year off right by getting organized by creating a top-level folder on your desktop to keep all your school files in one easy-to-find place, then add in subfolders for each class. But more importantly, make sure you have a backup plan for your school files. Keep a local copy on your hard drive, a backup copy on an external hard drive, and a third copy either in the cloud or on a remote external hard drive. You don't want all that work to be lost if your new laptop is stolen or damaged. With a backup plan, you don't have to tell the teacher, the dog ate my homework. And now, back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Ken. Always a wealth of information. More details at OWCDigital.com. And while you're at it, we'll meet you at IntoTomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Delighted to have you join us. And, of course, even more delighted when you get social with us. You can do that. You know, follow us on Twitter, at IT Radio Show. Like us, of course, on Facebook, fb.com/intotomorrow. And you get personal with me as well, if you'd like. I'd love it if you get social with me, too. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all the same, at Dave Graveline. Glad to have you with us. Our next guest provides cybersecurity consulting to Fortune 500 companies and is author of the new book, Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. Yeah, we all know there's certainly an evil side, and then some. Joining us, as I mentioned, the author of Online Danger and Secure Anchor Cybersecurity Consulting Firm, Dr. Eric Cole. Dr. Cole, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about these things, but we do every week at one point or other for 23 years now on the air on this show, talking about the dangers online, because you got to be very naive or just flat out stupid to not know there are dangers online.
Absolutely. And the problem is most people are using social media sites, computers, and phones, and they assume they're secure by default. And that's the biggest mistake you can make, because all of this technology is wide open and vulnerable.
So that's a good point. Just folks that sit back and kind of figure, I'm okay, I don't go to places I shouldn't, I'm not on sites that are questionable, why would there be a problem for me?
Exactly. I joke that 10 years ago, you would only have to worry about getting infected with viruses and malware if you surfed the porn sites. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately today, if you go to any site, not only could it be compromised, but in many cases, you go to a search engine, you put in a search result, and many of those results that you click on are actually malicious, and one click is all it takes to compromise your system.
How do you know, then, if your search results are going to be a hazard for you?
That's the problem, is the adversary, the hackers, they have gotten so good that they make their results look just like legitimate results. So unfortunately, the advice today is one of two things. Either have a separate computer that you surf the web on so when it gets infected, your personal data is protected, or only go to known trusted sites.
Wow. And I got to say, while that's good advice, it's also not so practical, though, I think, for most of us, because how can we do any work, as I do and many people do, all day online and answering emails and whatnot and having to go to sites and click links and everything else if you say, wait, I need, hold on, it's a separate computer, so now let me manually put in that long, convoluted link because I want to be protected. It sounds like great advice, but how practical is something like that?
What it ultimately comes down to is how much is the pain worth to you? Because if you look at driving in a car, wearing a seatbelt is an inconvenience. But we've learned to do it because it keeps us safer. What I do is if I'm just doing general surfing, general information, I have one computer. But if I ever have to do online banking, anything that's real sensitive, anything that if it got compromised would really cause harm, that's when I use the second computer. And yes, the first 30 days of doing it, it's going to be annoying. But once you get the habit built, you'll be much safer.
The seatbelt analogy is actually a good example. I think that kind of makes sense. I know we've had a record-breaking year of cyber attacks this past year. In 2018 and beyond, as we head further into tomorrow, I'm imagining the threats are only going to get worse.
Yeah, the way I describe it is 2017 was just the warm-up. That was just the cover band because adversaries and attackers were still figuring out the landscape. Now that they know it's big money, 2017 finished $8 billion of cybercrime, and they're estimating in 2018 for it to triple.
Oh, jeez. You know, and you would hope that there's not that many bad actors, guys and gals around the world that have nothing better to do than to mess with us or try to steal our data or our money or otherwise. But, yeah, you're right. It's only getting worse, and we've only barely scratched the surface. 8.5 billion connected things will be in use worldwide this year. And, of course, that also includes like a growing number of toys that can be connected online, and many folks got them, gave them this past holiday season. That poses even more problems now when we're talking about toys and hackers can get into our kids' toys.
Exactly. And the problem is most people are good, moral, ethical people, so they don't think like the adversary. And I hear parents all the time going, seriously, if a hacker broke into my kid's Furby, their toy, and they turned on the camera or the microphone, who cares? What's the big deal? And then I tell them, what if a child predator turned on the camera to monitor your child and then used the location tracking service to find out when they were home alone? Mm. And unfortunately, this is happening today, and these really slimy people are using this technology to hurt our children.
And it is a scary thing, and certainly when you put it in those terms, it does happen, it is happening, and it can happen to your child as well with these things that are so fun to play with, but you've got to be careful. So do we not give these toys? Do we take them back if we did give them over the holidays? How do we deal with those kinds of things?
So the bad news is these toys out of the box are not secure and vulnerable. The good news is, if you actually read the directions, they give you ways to secure them. So if you spent 15, 20 minutes, you can make them secure, but they're not secure by default.
And one would think that would make so much sense for these companies to secure them by default so that they don't get the bad rep that they are getting now by us, for example, and others that are saying, well, let me see, I have a choice between a cool toy that may or may not be secure or something that's not connected to the internet or otherwise, and they'll have just as much fun with it.
The problem is, consumers today are still not willing to pay for security. So if you had one company that had a toy that was easy to use but vulnerable, and you add another toy that was very, very hard to set up and difficult to use but secure, unfortunately, the ease of use still wins today. And until that mentality changes, we're going to have a lot of issues and problems.
Wow. It continues to be all about the almighty dollar one way or the other, which, of course, in this case, time is money. And somebody's got to make it secure or put it in the instructions, and we take our time to make it secure. But certainly your kids are worth following those instructions and doing it right.
Exactly. But unfortunately, a lot of parents aren't aware. So when I tell parents, listen, they're not secure, but they can be, every single parent does the right thing. But that message isn't getting out there.
Yeah. Well, it is in this case, and that's a good
exactly.
thing, certainly. And glad that you're helping to spread that word. Now, one of the things you talk about as well is that unsecured Bluetooth connections can also put kids in danger?
Yes, because Bluetooth is just another form of wireless. You have to be a little closer. But this is an example. When Bluetooth first came out, you had to be very close. The new technology, you can be pretty far, thousands of feet away. So if they're playing in a store or somewhere else, somebody can still connect, still get access, and still spy on your children.
Jeez. I mean, so it's weird because you could have a creep in the coffee shop as you're in there with your kids getting a little refreshing beverage and so forth. And maybe they're wearing headphones, so you don't know what they're listening to. But they're actually maybe eavesdropping on your kids playing with the toys across the room.
Exactly. And the thing that's so frustrating to me is when you buy those toys, they have warnings about this piece a kid can choke on. They have warnings that there's plastic where the kid could suffocate, but they have no warning about cybersecurity. So parents are fully unaware of just how easy it is for these criminals to cause harm.
I hope you're not in the middle of traffic and we're causing you a problem. So I'm hearing car horns. So.
No, I was in a meeting and had to step out, so I thought I found a quiet area, but somebody, of course, had to honk their horn.
As long as you're not talking and driving, interviewing and driving, that we want you to be safe. That's fine.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, good. Eric, you mentioned Furbies earlier as one good example. What other kinds of toys that parents might have provided to their children this past holiday season, or grandparents or otherwise, should they be particularly careful for, or that you're hearing more about in terms of these kinds of issues?
Any toy that has a camera, has a microphone, or has any internet connectivity, you want to watch out for. Like one of the ones I saw that just terrified me, it was a hide-and-seek game where basically you would hide these toys around the house, and then you would use an app on your phone, and it would use the location service to tell you where the toys were hidden. And I'm thinking, if that's in your kid's pocket,
jeez,
you are basically giving your child a tracking device where anyone could find or locate them.
Yeah. I mean, it might sound like a cool, fun toy for hide-and-seek, but no. It kind of defeats that whole purpose about keeping your own child safe.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, you want to learn more, you've got to visit OnlineDanger.com. Dr. Eric Cole, the author of Online Danger, get his book as well, available everywhere you would expect to find books. And check out the site. We'll link you there, too. Of course, Eric, you're a delight to talk to. It's unfortunate we have to talk about this, but I'm glad that you're bringing these important things to mind, and we're happy to help you spread the word and warn parents and grandparents and kids themselves to be extra careful.
And I appreciate that, because my mission is to make cyberspace safe for your children and your family.
Well, keep up the good work as you're doing it, and we appreciate that by all means. OnlineDanger.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Because you didn't even read the manual back when there used to be one, you're tuned into tomorrow. Let us be your user guides, your manual, your digital dilemma solvers. Into Tomorrow is here for 23 years now on the air. It's all we do is hopefully help you with any consumer tech question that you may have. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
Sally in Cary, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Dave and Chris. The question that I have concerns the Skylink antenna. Supposedly an antenna capable of receiving up to 100 channels free and legally within a 30-mile radius, as long as one's within a broadcasting tower range of it. It offers channels, movies, shows for free, and you just plug it into your TV. Then you do a channel scan, apparently. I was wondering if that works well. We have a tall antenna on our house where we tried to pick up stations locally, and that didn't even work because we're surrounded by trees. So I was wondering if this just plugs into a TV, whether it would indeed work for our situation.
Well, Sally, thank you for the call and the question, because it is a very good one. But honestly, don't even waste your money. There's no way an antenna like the one you mentioned will outperform your antenna on a tower.
Yeah, I mean, for starters, it won't pick up 100 channels with movies and shows unless someone is actually putting them out. What you can do is go to antennaweb.org and see what they have listed for your region. Odds are that it won't be anywhere near 100 stations.
No, I mean, we're in Miami-Fort Lauderdale market, market number 11 or 12 overall, certainly a bit bigger than your area in Cary, North Carolina there. And we've got maybe 40 stations between Miami-Fort Lauderdale and the southern part of West Palm Beach. And that's a maximum. So nobody's going to have an area. Even New York or L.A. is going to have 100 stations out there.
Yeah. You know, and also, this is the modern version of rabbit ears. They're square now, but they're the same thing. And they cannot pick up stations from 30 miles away unless you live in the perfect environment with no obstructions, which we know is not your case. Frankly, you'd be better off paying for a month of Hulu Live or YouTube TV instead of spending that money on an antenna like that. It just won't get you what you're after. And you can see that even in the reviews online. I found one review site that had this particular antenna listed, and it got an average of 1 star.
Oh, geez. An average of 1 star.
Average of 1 star. Oh. Most people were calling it a complete waste of money.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And that's why we're calling it a complete waste of money as well, Sally. I hope that that helps you out. In the event that you hopefully have some good broadband service, as Chris recommended, look at Hulu Live or YouTube TV or any of those other options, because you're going to get a whole lot more for a whole lot less, and including less of a headache. It's just not going to be a problem for you. So I hope we've helped you out there.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
As we continue sharing with you some of the cool things available in our Hot Summer Giveaway, I want to remind you, while there's no promises or guarantees, we do our best to get something to you that will be useful to you. So when you call into the program, stand by, here's a pen, jot down the number. We are going to do our best to get something that you can use to you, all right? So mention two or three items when you call in, and we'll see what we can do. For example, how about an executive toy copper sphere from Trance Metals? They sent 5 of those valued at $120 each, but it's pretty cool.
From Bad Fly Interactive, if you're a gamer, you want to check out Dead Effect 2. These are horror story-driven VR streaming keys. They sent 20 of them.
Yeah, so if you're a gamer at all, you do want to check out Dead Effect 2. Mention that. We'll get you one of those streaming keys and something else as well. And, of course, from Bridge, a whole bunch of goodies, a 5,000, a 10,000, and a 15,000 milliamp per hour USB-C and quick charge portable battery. They sent some lightning to USB charging cables and micro USB to USB charging cables with their reinforced Kevlar. I used to wear that as a cop. Not their cable, but yeah.
Acoustic Research Hi-Fi has sent in-ear monitors with Bluetooth headband and an AR-M200 high-res music player and Bluetooth receiver with integrated headphone amp.
Wow. You can get, of course, the whole listing of everything we have available for you when you visit intotomorrow.com. Meantime, OWC sent some USB-C travel docks. 5 ports they include for connecting, powering, and charging. They sent Thunderbolt 3 dual display port adapters and Thunderbolt 3 dual HDMI adapters as well.
From Pure Gear, Pure Boom wireless earbuds, a Pure Juice portable charger, or charge sync cables, and a USB charging station to charge 4 devices at once.
And from WeBoost, Drive Sleek cell phone signal booster and Drive 4GX cell phone signal booster. We got a lot of stuff totaling tens of thousands of dollars. All you need to do is call this number and participate anytime, 24/7.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
But hurry, the summer is coming to a close.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Because everyday technology should make every day easier, certainly not more complicated, you're tuned into tomorrow. For 23 years now, we try to be your best advice options for all kinds of consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. And remember that streaming is provided by streamguys.com.
Mark in Houston, Texas, listens to Into Tomorrow online, where, again, you can subscribe to our free podcast as well. Hey, Mark.
Is the shortwave radio a thing of the past?
Well, short and sweet question, but a pretty good question, though, too. Mark, pretty much it is. Do you know any young people, for example, that would even know how to listen or have heard of shortwave radio? Unfortunately, there's very little audience, and when a show doesn't have an audience, it doesn't usually have a way to make money either. So it's not very attractive to most anyone these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, shortwave was also more fun when people could hear broadcasts from thousands of miles away. But these days, you could listen to a live Chinese station by using your phone, so there's less of a draw from shortwave. Shortwave, unfortunately, is one of those dinosaurs that was created by digital technology.
Yeah, that became a dinosaur because of digital technology. Mark, I hope that helps you out. There are still a few stations. There are very few out and about. We used to have some shortwave stations that carried Into Tomorrow, because they couldn't get them in certain areas, and they would carry our show, and we'd have an audience and great participation. Unfortunately, most of them have gone away, and that is a shame. When we talk about our summer giveaways, we like to highlight an item or two, for example. And Cedar Electronics and their Cobra Dual View HD Dash View system with iRadar that is worth $240, one of the cool things available. Got a lot of cool features, too.
Yeah, it's got iRadar camera and live police alerts, so you can provide real-time threat information from the millions of iRadar users on the road.
Yeah, these are just among the cool things, and you can check out all of the items we have at our annual big summer giveaway when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll see it near the top of the page, and just click on the summer giveaway, and you can run down the list and then mention those items, couple or three, that you would prefer. intotomorrow.com.